The highlight of Parashat Yitro is, of course, the Aseret HaDibrot. And whilst everybody knows that 10 commandments were given at Sinai, there's some discussion amongst the Mefarshim about how exactly the passage should be divided to produce those 10 commandments. However, the mitzvah of honouring one's parents is definitely the fifth of the commandments, Kabed et avicha v'et imecha, and the Gemara Masechet Kiddushin, Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Bet, discusses the details of what this mitzvah entails. The Gemara Masechet Ketubot, Daf Kuf Gimel Amud Aleph, examines the words of the Pasuk, Kabed et avicha v'et imecha, very carefully, and asserts that the extra word et, in association with honouring one's father, means that there's also an obligation to honour one's stepmother. And the extra word et, in association with honouring one's mother, means that there's also an obligation to honour one's stepfather. The pasuk could have simply said, kabed avicha v'imecha. The fact it says et avicha and et imecha tells us that there's an additional level of kavod associated with your father, i.e. his wife, even if she's not your mother, and an additional level of kavod associated with your mother, i.e. her husband, even if he's not your father. Additionally, the Gemara there in Ketubot tells us that the vav of the word v'et is also interpreted to mean that a person has to honour their older brother. So the Rambam in Hilchot Mamrim, Perek Vav Halacha Tet Vav, codifies these interpretations as halacha, and they also appear in the Shulchan Aruch in Yoredeah, Simon Reish Mem, Se'if Kaf Aleph and Se'if Kaf Bet. The Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch add that the requirement to honour step-parents only applies whilst the parent they are married to is still alive, and this is because honouring step-parents isn't actually an independent mitzvah, or even an independent aspect of the mitzvah Kibud Av V'Em, but rather it's a way in which a person respects their own parents by showing respect to their respective spouses. Consequently, the Minchat Chinuch in Mitzvah Lamed Gimel writes that if a parent tells their child that they don't need to show Kibud Av V'Em to the step-parent, then there's no need for them to do so, other than in terms of general Derech Eretz. And whilst after the death of their parents, there's no longer a mitzvah to show special respect to the step-parent, the Shulchan Aruch does nonetheless say that it's davar hagun, that it's appropriate still to do so. Whether the mitzvah to respect an older brother applies after the death of the parents, i.e. essentially the question whether the mitzvah to respect him is independent or part of the way that one respects one's parents, that seems to be a machloket between the Rambam and the Ramban in Sefer HaMitzvot. Interestingly, the Rambam writes that the requirement to respect an older brother is midivrei sofrim, a term that would suggest that it's rabbinic in nature. And this is interesting because it indicates that honouring step-parents is a biblical requirement, but both of these additions to the pshat of the pasuk appear together in the Gemara and Ketubot, and there's no indication there should be any difference between the two of them. The Minchat Chinuch explains, according to the Kesef Mishnah, that the Rambam actually holds that both additions are biblical in origin, honouring step-parents and honouring an older sibling. But he holds that the Rambam says that anything which is derived from the word et is regarded as if it's written explicitly in the Torah, whilst he determines something derived from an extra letter, in this case the Vav, as being midivrei sofrim, a term that the Rambam doesn't use synonymously with midrabanan. Just a different way of saying d'oraita, but learnt out by the sofrim. The Torah Tamima explains the Rambam differently, and he writes that since the mitzvah to respect set parents is part of the mitzvah of respecting parents, as we mentioned before, then obviously it's d'oraita, like the mitzvah of respecting parents is d'oraita. But since he holds that the mitzvah to respect an older brother is independent of the mitzvah respecting one's parents and is derived just from the extra letter in the pasuk, therefore the Rambam regards it as being midrei sofrim rather than midoraita. A further question that arises is whether the Talmud's term achicha hagadol, that you have to respect an older brother, is that specifically limited to a brother rather than a sister? Several poskim quote the Shvut Yaakov, who says that it is limited, and that's also the view of the Maharam Shik in his work on the Tariyag Mitzvot, Siman Lamed Gimel. But the Torah Tamima disagrees, referring us to the Midrash in Bereshit Rabbah, Parshat Vayetzeh, Siman Lamed Dalet, Parshat Ayin Dalet, that says that Rachel died before Leah because she spoke ahead of Leah instead of allowing Leah to speak first. She should have allowed Leah, her older sister, to speak first. And the Chidah in the Birkei Yosef in Yoredea, Reish Mem, also maintains that special respect has to be shown to an older sister. And he suggests that a proof of this can be found in the Rambam at the end of Hilchot Tumat Sarat, Perek Zayin, Halacha Yud, who stresses that Miriam was Moshe's older sister, which implies that he had an obligation to give her kavod. The Poskim also discuss whether this din applies only to the oldest sibling or to all the older siblings. The Aruch HaShulchan in Sif Mem Gimel seems to give credence to the possibility that it applies only to the oldest sibling, but the general consensus of opinions seems to be that it applies to all older siblings. Ad kan. Shabbat shalom.